Well, generally speaking, anything that exists because somebody made it, and they made it with intentional will. You know, like that's why we're using our computers and our houses and all the different things that we use. It was made because we intended to create them in the first place. But you're trying to say
that's an insane statement.
Far more advanced than that came into existence by itself for no reason.
Who said anything came into existence by itself?
You.
When did I say that?
You're saying if we don't have creation, that's how it came about.
So you were specifically talking about people, and it's true whether or not a God exists.
Everything in existence, man. Anything. Anything.
Sure, water molecules. What about them?
So they just came into existence by themselves for
no reason. No, not by themselves.
So they were created?
There's a... Like, you can use that word. That's fine. That doesn't mean that there's a person behind it, or even an invisible magical person, or even an invisible magical thing that's not a person and has no qualities that can actually be described, because nobody claims that you can actually describe the creator or understand the creator, yet they personify it in a bunch of dumb ways. So,
okay, gotcha. So basically they did it by accident by itself.
Who said it was an accident, and who said it did it by itself?
You just did, because you said that there's no intelligent design behind it.
Yeah, I never claimed what made anything begin to exist.
Okay, then obviously then intelligent design existed, therefore God.
Do you know what an argument from ignorance is?
Yes, it's exactly what you're trying to make here, because you're trying to say that it didn't.
It's unironically what you did.
No, it's not. I just told you.
Yes, it is. You said, Planet Pearson, you don't know how it happened? That means God did it. So you have zero evidence behind your claim. And you said, because you don't know how this one particular thing happened, therefore my claim is correct. That's not how it works. That isn't evidence.
Well, it is, because something has to have a creator. Yeah, I know the phone works.
If that's true, then the creator has to have a creator.
But I know that my phone was created, and that it
created your creator.
That's what I'm using.
Who created the creator?
Who created the creator? Well, that's a great question, isn't it?
Yeah, who created the creator?
Oh, you want to go back to that?
Who created the creator?
The inevitability of existence suggests that eventually something had to come into its own consciousness, and it created itself.
Okay, that thing is the universe. There, no God. That proves it. You just literally proved it.
But why isn't the universe talking about it?
So, by the way, we are not talking about evolution right now, which is kind of annoying. So, let's go back to
evolution. The universe obviously is part of the creation, isn't it?
No, which is obviously because part of the how evolution. The universe begins to exist has no truth bearing on whether or not evolution happens.
It's like inevitable. It has to happen before evolution could even exist in the first place.
Iron Horse, you're very precious. You're adorable. But I actually don't give two shits of a fuck. If you're just going to be this fucking stupid, then I'm actually not going to talk to you. We're going to talk about evolution, and that's it. Okay, so none of that shit about where the universe came from or anything like that.
So evolution just started from nothing because it had already.
It doesn't matter how. I'm only going to address this one more time. It doesn't matter how it started. We don't need to know that to know whether or not what we know about the way it works is true. That's not part of it.
Breeding, we can obviously work.
Let's talk about species evolving. What do you want to?
Selective breeding, mate, that's got nothing to do with evolution. I don't even know why you're trying to discuss this if you can't even discuss the origins.
Selective breeding is not the origins of evolution. So what are your actual questions about evolution?
Because if you didn't selectively breed, then you obviously wouldn't be alive now.
Do trees selectively breed? Iron Horse, do trees selectively breed?
Absolutely.
Okay, so quite a lot of trees are fertilized by pollen, which blows in the wind. So tell me how the wind selectively pollinates and fertilizes trees.
Random selection.
You said it's selective breeding, which means there's deliberate action behind the breeding. So tell me how wind-blown pollen is selective breeding.
Where did the pollen come from?
Yeah, so that's irrelevant to the question of the pollen fertilizes the eggs in the other trees. So tell me how that is selective.
Oh, so the eggs came from somewhere too. Where did the eggs come from? So you can't even address the origins of your own belief.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. You're an actual stupid person.
You've got a seriously held belief here, but you can't even digest into the origins of where your beliefs come from. And you call me stupid.
Because you are stupid. You are matter-of-factly a very unintelligent human being.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, the last two words might not have been completely accurate. I'm not totally sure. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not sure of anything. You actually come across as one of the dumbest people I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Because I don't know where the universe came from or what?
Well, whatever. Whatever you want to start with. If you're going to talk about evolution, you have to at least trace its origins back to something. And you can't even do that. You just don't even
know.
No,
you don't have to do that to know that it's true.
To know that selective breeding is true.
Is this an aluminum can?
I imagine so.
Does aluminum have 13 protons?
I wouldn't know, does it?
Well, it does. I mean, you could just look at a periodic table and figure that out.
Then I assume.
Okay, probably cool. Do you know where what factory produced this can?
No, I do not.
So you don't know that it's made of aluminum. You don't know anything. You're dumb. You're actually dumb
story,
because you don't know where the aluminum can came from. Therefore, you don't know that it's aluminum. That's
Did
like
you know
that's
that
like literally embarrassing.
History,
how are you not embarrassed right now?
Considered one of the most rarest materials. More rare than gold.
Aluminum is the fourth most common metal in the Earth's crust.
Exactly. But at one stage, it was considered one of the rarest.
No,
was
always the most common or one of the most common.
No,
we couldn't purify it because it takes a huge amount of energy to separate aluminum from, pretty sure it's oxygen, aluminum
oxide.
Well,
we wouldn't be bottling our soft drinks in the stuff if it was so rare and so expensive to produce. It's one of the cheapest and most common abundant materials known on the earth.
Therefore, you don't know where this was made, right?
You don't know shit.
Let's just get this straight. You don't know where this can came from, right?
I don't know the specific fact.
Then you don't know that iron is one of the cheapest and that aluminum is one of the cheapest and most plentiful materials on our planet. See, this is what I'm doing is extremely stupid, but it's exactly what you're doing. So anyways, you said that evolution can't happen unless there is selective breeding, but that's completely false. Because it's not just trees, lots of plants, and the way they reproduce is pretty much random, actually. Now, the survival of organisms is non-random because we have natural selection. That's the whole point, right? So I just want to point out that when you said selective breeding, that's not a necessary component. So I would urge you not to make that point when you talk to evolution. Sorry, talk to people about evolution because it makes you look really dumb. I wouldn't do that anymore.
Did you know, mister, that once upon a time it was considered by the scientific field of knowledge that it would be impossible for mankind to travel faster than 40 miles per hour in a locomotive
thought they wouldn't be able to breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that have to do with evolution?
Well, that's a scientific theory back in its day.
That's not a scientific
theory.
We're
in the same era.
That was wild speculation, and it wasn't backed up by evidence.
Evolutionary theory. With your evolutionary theory, you're in the same period. You're actually behind them.
It's literally been experimentally proven to be true.
It has not.
Yes, it has.
There's absolutely Well, then, therefore, you'd be able to go back to trace its origins and say, where did life come from in the first place? Where did consciousness get injected into
Yeah, so
inanimate matter?
consciousness is not evolution. So nice try.
Where did it
But
get injected
consciousness is
into
very
inanimate
clearly a
matter?
product of the brain because you can alter brain states and therefore alter conscious states. So
Yeah,
there we
but where
go.
did that get injected into inanimate
It's
matter?
not something that gets injected. I don't know what you're even trying to say. Once again, we're only talking
Oh, well,
about
I'm trying to say that
evolution.
there's either nothing, and then there's living life force inside of stuff, which is what we are, living things, in where animate matter, where did we get animated from in the first place without somebody deliberately doing that? That's what I'm talking about.
So, are you talking about where did life itself come from, or where did human
Yeah.
beings that have the ability to think
Not
come
just
from?
humans, any life. Any life.
Right, again, so that's abiogenesis, and I told you earlier that we're not having a conversation about that because
But that's the whole evolutionary
it doesn't
process. You have to
matter
trace it
if
back.
the voodoo witch or whatever you believe in created us or not. That doesn't validate or invalidate the truth of evolution.
So you've already then invoked a God force in the first place, and then evolution. Gotcha.
Have I ever told you that you're like one of the smartest people I've ever met?
Not yet.
No? Okay, good, because it would be a lie. I wanted to make sure. So, if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
If evolution was true, what the evidence look like?
Yeah.
Once again, I would still want to find out the origins of it.
Yeah,
That's what
so
I
the
would try to
question
focus
is,
on.
if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
Probably not what we're looking at now.
Yeah, so what would the evidence look like?
That would take me several days to think about.
So you don't even know.
No, not off the top of my head. I've never been asked that before.
That's really interesting.
If
So,
evolution were true, what would it look like? I'd
yeah.
probably make it look organic. I'd probably try to make it look as realistic as possible. I'd probably try to make it have
Oh
pain
God.
and
I
smudge
don't I
out and
can't
all sorts
tell
of
if you're a
stuff.
troll, but
Well,
we're gonna do
I've
this and
never
then we're
been
just
asked
gonna
that
be done
question
because
before,
this
but
isn't worth it. Because it's not really actually very entertaining, and you're a really bad faith arguer. So anyways, if evolution is true, it means that all life on this planet is related, right?
yeah, of course, it comes from the same chip
How
off
do
the
you
same board.
tell if two things are related?
You look for familiar parameters,
Such as
such as did the same, did they, were they chipped off the same block? You know what I mean? Like,
I
have you got
don't
the
think you even know
DNA
what you mean.
sequence
You look
or?
at their DNA, buddy, right?
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
what I just
okay.
said.
Well, all life on the planet shares DNA and shares specific genes. That means all life on the planet is related. By your own admission, that means that we have evidence that evolution is true. So I'll let you say whatever you want to
Yeah, that's
say
not true at
in
all. That's a
response to
false
that, but
assumption.
then we're done because
You just made
it's
a
not fun
completely false
anymore.
assumption, dude. How can you assume they came from the same source just because they share so much?
I didn't say anything about no fucking sauce, buddy.
You
Okay,
did.
so.
You did. That's what you just fucking said, dude. You literally just said that we all have the same origin because we
You
share
mean
DNA
I
in
said we're
common.
all related, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and
And what does related mean?
you admitted that,
Related
well, you didn't really
to
admit anything, I guess, but
related to
we walked you through what the evidence for that would look like, and
what does related mean?
you agreed to all of it, and the fact is that is the evidence we have. So, how do you live with your worldview despite the evidence. I just want to hear your answer to that, and then that's basically it.
How do I live with my worldview? I'm a
Knowing
realist
that the
man. I
evidence we
understand that
have
the
is
Earth is
contrary to
flat
it.
and stationary. I understand we all have a common ancestor because we all are chipped off the same block. We're all children of God. We all live on the Mother Earth. What else do you need to know?
I would like an answer to the question of how do you deal with your worldview that tells you evolution is false, even though the evidence that you admitted what it would be is the evidence or that what the evidence that would prove it to be true we have. That came out pretty awkwardly, but you're a smart guy. You know what I meant.
Yeah. The theory of evolution is just invented by mankind to try and explain away the fact they can't accept the fact that we are divinely created.
Yeah, so I got bad news for you. God, the concept of God was invented by man as well. But that wasn't an answer to my question. I'll give you one more chance because I'm feeling a bit charitable. Despite the fact that you think evolution is false, and we have the proof that it would be true as admitted to by you, how do you deal with that?
There's no way to prove that evolution itself is true, because the thing is, if a certain change, for example, like a deformity or whatever you guys call it in your theory of evolution, it would not be a positive change. Like, for example, if a butterfly was going to come
literally
out...
Literally false. This has been experimentally proven to be not true.
And only had half of a wing, then obviously it would never have...
Yep. So once again, this is literally experimentally proven to be not true. We have taken organisms in labs and they have spontaneously developed genetic changes that have been good for them.
Sure,
I can give you specific examples if you want.
But what about the billions and billions?
No, you said that any change would be bad. I have just told you that no, we have actually scientific proof that that's not the case. So what you said is false. I need you to admit that what you said isn't true.
So why are there not the billions of examples of things that failed until the one that got right?
What the hell?
How can it get right
every
time?
What did that mean?
How can it get it right first time every time?
It doesn't. Every member of a population is different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So because they're all different, that means they're not all the same, which means
so
it's not getting it right every single time. That was a dumb statement.
Where's the billions of butterflies then born with deformed wings that don't allow them to fly? Every single one that comes out every
that's
time
not a pro-
works, right?
I highly doubt that you have any clue what natural selection is.
I absolutely do.
Okay, like, so go ahead and fail to describe it. It'll be really funny. Go ahead.
Okay, like there could be in every clutch of bird eggs, there's going to be one that's going to come out with wings that don't actually work. So that one's not going to survive, obviously, because the wings weren't perfect. The feathers weren't correct. But how could the first feather come out correct in the first place for all the other billions and billions of birds who have perfectly working feathers, which would have taken billions of years to evolve on their own out of trial and error, they would never have reached the stage where they'd become successful, because every time they'd be dragging in the mud and other the crocodiles or whatever would have been eating them in the first place.
So you do have a tenuous grasp of natural selection. Color me impressed. Because sometimes birds today are born and their feathers aren't very good, that means no feather ever could have been produced that worked. Are there birds that are born today with functional feathers? Yes. So what you said is false? Yes. Okay. What do you want to talk about
next?
Yeah,
but where did they come from in the first place? They would have had to evolve
from the integumentary system.
Theory of evolution.
Outgrowths of integument.
They had no reason to evolve them until they worked perfectly. Until they worked perfectly.
Show me one thing that works perfectly.
To create the in-between stages.
Iron Horse, show me anything that works perfectly.
Well, as I said, there was no reason to have all the in-between stages until they worked perfectly in the first place.
So the question is, show me or give me an example of literally anything that works perfectly. You'll have to unmute yourself.
As I said, anything that works is working perfectly.
Okay, that's a very stupid statement. Can you think of, we'll do it this way
Okay,
to
your
so
computer.
we can prove that what you said was dumb. Can you give me an example of anything that exists that cannot be improved upon?
Nope.
Therefore, nothing is perfect.
Everything works as much as it has to work.
Yeah, that's very consistent with evolution. It's not about perfect, it's about good enough. If it conveys an
It's about your
advantage, it can
theory
be
of
selected
evolution, though.
for.
It's all about your theory of evolution. There's nothing that actually worked until somebody actually improved upon it to make it work better. I mean, we're not still working on the old Microsoft 356, are we? Things have evolved because we had a reason to make them better.
Yeah, Microsoft Office products don't have anything to do with whether or not evolution is true. Like I said, I think you're really precious, and it was fun for a while,
Yeah,
but
sure,
I
man.
think you're actually just kind of a liar or something. I don't know. You're kind of a goofy guy. So I'll talk to you never, hopefully. Bye.
No worries. Bye.